KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. I have one announcement tonight, so I'll make that my number two. The Gaffney Ham Fest is this Saturday, October the 22nd. It's at 204 West O'Neill Street in Gaffney. It's at Southside Baptist Church. The general admission is $5. The time is 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. And the $5 gets you a parking space if you want a tailgate, and also the inside spaces. They ask that you bring your own tables and chairs. Does anyone need any fields? We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag tube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag tube portion. Had quite a few folks to use the pre-check-in function on their repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over to the RF section. Hey, good evening, KA3JCA. That's Mr. Richard and his sweet bride, KA4JCA. That's Miss Sally. And their daughter, KA4ACL. That's Miss Ashley. And Richard brings along the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. That's K3DOV. They're all down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Richard. And KM4JWP, Mr. Brian, up in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's down at Prosperity. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt, he's over in Western Greenville County. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over in Greer. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And KC4W, Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. All these fine folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope all of y'all are doing well, those that are listening. And appreciate you using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. Hey, good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's sitting in the other room talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. All that being done, we'll move up. Don't have any echo link stations up, so we'll move up to the RF check-ins and the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kila, Kila 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kila, Kila 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Do you
you us.
Good, please check in. Kilo Oscar, 4 November, November Hotel, K04NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile empty, month tonight into the place that is fun. 7 3 Gary, Miss Joy, and all the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
Hi, 4 DOS. Please check in and out. K4 OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4 ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4 DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4 MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile down there in Piedmont on his way to the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Don't work too hard. Have a great evening. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening. KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert down here in the Wild Kingdom, a.k.a. Joanna. We appreciate you running the net as always, and I will be short timing tonight. 73s to the rest of you.
Okay. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm in Campovello. And also check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. We will be short time tonight and are requesting permission to secure. Thanks, Gary.
DOS. In Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
I'm 4 DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Tango Oscar Alpha, W4 TOA, Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. All have a good night.
KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KD4 SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Sounding good from Joanna. Appreciate you being with us. And KO4 RYP, that's Miss Anna. And she brings her along her husband, Chad, KO4NUE, down over there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Anna. Tell Chad we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joy. And you go ahead and secure at your leisure. And WN4S, that's Mr. Chris. He's over in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And W4TOA, Mr. Grant, up there at Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grant. Hope you're doing well. Got an EchoLink station up. Let's try EchoLink stations one time. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening. Hello again, Gary. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on that. No traffic, no queue. And do be sure that we do be sure to tell Mr. George that we say hello.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Minister Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I will relay your message in there to Joy in just a little bit. Thank y'all for being with us. Hope y'all are doing well. Going back to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. Ben as in Benjamin. I'm down here in Simpsonville. I don't really check in via web link, but wanted to say hello in person every now and then. So, greetings to everyone on the net. Thank you for calling, and everybody have a good night.
Control. In Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative but negative. Good evening. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ben. Hope you're doing well. Good hearing you on the radio there for a change there. Ben, you do normally check in on the pre-check-ins, but glad you checked in RF tonight. Also like to say good evening to W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well, and y'all take care over there and stay warm. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group, which is to bring us to the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee. We'll be back. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative 73s to you and everybody on the net.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS, thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had a train wreck right there at the start, but Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. He won out, so if I don't call your, read your call back, try to come back and try it again. Let's get you checked in. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Next, we got KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DCC. Name is Alex. I'm on the portable and central. I'll be short time tonight, 73.
DOS. Check in K4EFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael and central, negative and negative.
DOS. In K1CJW, that's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4DDD, Mr. Alex, on the portable down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. Hope you're doing well. And K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael. He's also down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland. He's over at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. Let's see. Let's move on up now to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Wes. Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling it in.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Gary.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and Patrick, we are on for Saturday. Just to let you know there, young'un. We'll be talking to you a little bit later. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Good signal into the repeater, as always, from Candler. Let's see. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. W4 station on Echo Link. If you do not have audio capabilities, if you'll shoot me a text message via Echo Link, I'll put you in the log that way. Love to get you in the log. If you've got audio, try it again. Popped off the screen. Maybe he'll be back in a little bit. I hope so. They miss somebody that's wanting to check in with us. Let's see here. Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the very patient group on a Wednesday night, that would be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up from this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, say 73s for each one of you.
Wes, hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'm negative and negative.
4, DOS.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. Thanks for holding the net.
4, DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Do hope everybody has a good night. 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there a little further north, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4JBM, that's Mr. Jerry over in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Jerry, is that your new call sign?
That'll be my new call sign and permanent.
I'm
man. Congratulations on the new call. We got you in the log, and that won't be hard to remember. Hope you take care. Have a good evening up there and stay warm. Also like to say good evening, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. I bet it's cold up there in Asheville tonight. And let's see here. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. He's a door prize winner tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. You made number 50 on the log. And Larry's sweet little bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing good. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Sierra, Sierra Tango. Ronnie in Etowah. No traffic.
Yes. Gary, enjoy. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
This is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
In and out, Mike, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MAG, Melvin up here in Hendersonville, and also my wife, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. And SM3's everybody on the net.
Wes. Ken, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP by phone relay. We'll be negative and negative and in and out tonight, Gary, but thanks for calling in at 7-3.
Yes. If you will, please check in at Whiskey XO4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia. And I will be out after fall. Y'all have a good night and a good night. 7-3.
Please check in. Lima X-ray Delta, Marsh, Callahan Mountain. No traffic, no comments, but I'll just be along for the ride. Back to net control.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K2SST, Mr. Ronnie up there in Etowah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ronnie. Got you down for some comments. Be back to you in just a little bit. And N0TR, Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. And W4MHE, that's Mr. Melvin and his sweet bride, KZ4PAM, Miss Pam. They're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Miss Pam we said hello. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello when you talk to her. Hope y'all are doing well. And WX4DAT, Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you're doing well. And K2LXD, that's Mr. Marsh in Callahan Mountain. Marsh, did I get your call right?
2 Lima X-ray Delta, sir. Back to you. Thanks for running the net.
All righty, young man. I believe that's the first time you've checked in with me. I can't remember. But anyway, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Got a different net controller each night. We start at 9 o'clock. And like I said, we'd love to have you anytime you're available. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That is K9OH. Name is Billy. Also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. We're both in Anderson this evening. Good evening to you, sir, and all on the net, 73.
DOS, please check in. Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4, GSC, Patrick and Marietta. I'll be negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to K9OH, Mr. Billy, and his sweet bride, KN4DBQ. Miss Nancy, they're down in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Billy. Tell Nancy we said hello. And K4GSC, that's Mr. Patrick up there in Marietta. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Pop, Mr. Keith, we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, and we'll go back to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The first item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-830S. That's HF transceiver. It comes with a Kenwood MC50 desk mic and a Kenwood SP230 external speaker. And he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Month is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-747. That's HF transceiver. They would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is a for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200 HF amplifier. He said it has just been recently rebuilt and everything is working the way it should. And he would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Heathkit antenna tuner. It would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tentec 509. That's an Argonaut. That's a QRP transceiver. He would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tentec 538 Jupiter. They would like $385 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Motorola XTS-5000. That's a VHF HT with a charger, and they would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a monoband 2-meter transceiver. It's in good condition. It's in the box with all the accessories and the manual, and he would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-830 manual. Just the manual, and he would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is looking for, got a fellow looking for, a Kenwood R5000 receiver in excellent condition. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A with the mark as a DTMF microphone with it. He has the 991EB portable zero slide rails with the handles. He has the original boxes, manuals, and stuff. It's in perfect condition. I'll get that out in a minute.
He would like $1,100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's an Alpha 9500 HF amplifier. It works 160 through 10 meters. It's about 3 months old. It's a one with the auto tune. And he would like $4,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Then we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation JST-245. It has the automatic antenna tuner built in it. It has a built-in power supply. It works 160 through 6 meters. It has a 150-watt output. And they would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book, folks, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. We do appreciate that as well. Let's try EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Tyler, if you don't have audio capabilities on your Echo Link, shoot me a text message. I'd love to get you in the log. try to get as many as we can. You know how that goes. Shoot me a text if you don't have audio. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Mike, Whiskey Alpha, Matt Central. Good evening, everybody on net.
And I would like to say good evening to WX4MWA, Master Matt, down there in Central. Matt, hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope you're doing well there, young man. I appreciate you coming by and stopping in and checking in with us tonight. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Who's on the first for a shiny, clean, dry stump? That would be K2SST, Mr. Ronnie, up there in Etowah. Ronnie, what have you been up to today there, young man?
That's K2SST. No, not a lot. It was cold. Didn't go out for my walk this morning. Went down to 29.7. And at 9 o'clock, I think it was up to 31. So I didn't go for a walk today. But I was out most of the day, had a few places to go, and got things done. And I'm repainting my deck. So I've got the pickets in the garage, and I'm painting them in the garage. I can heat the garage, so I'm doing that. And I got a bunch of stuff on the computer, a lot of junk, but a few things of value, but most of it's just junk. Gotta clear that. Well, other than that, not doing much, just staying in the house where it's warm. Back to you.
Blame you for not going out for a walk early this morning. It was a little bit chilly. Down below freezing, goodness gracious. Well, that's the time of year it is, I guess. Then you got out and were staining your deck. That is a job and a half right there in itself. I don't mind building the decks and stuff like that, but I don't like to paint them. So I try to, well, I built one on the back of the house and I painted it. I say I painted it. I'm telling you a story. I painted part of it. My wife painted most of it. She painted all the boards on all four sides, and then I put them up and I didn't have to paint it. So that worked for me. I don't like to paint, and she knows it, and so she's taking care of that. But at least you've got a place that you can get out of the wind and the cold and maybe turn on a little heat in the garage there to get that done. Oh, gosh, cleaning out a computer. Mine stays in such a disarray, I don't know if it's cleaned out or not. I try to go through my emails about once a day. I used to do it about twice a week, but I started off figuring out if I better get in there a little more often, because I hate going in there when you got 40 or 50 emails that you got to go through. So I wish you a lot of luck on getting that done.
that much of a problem. It just keeps scrolling down, delete. Then go into your delete and delete everything and try to keep it clean. I have a Dell, and one of the things that's nice with Dell, you can get a service contract. I think it's $125 a year. And you call them twice a year and say, check my computer. And they check it, and you know, you need some drivers, this is, you don't need this any longer or that. And they just do everything, and they say, no, well, call us again in another 6 months, and we'll tune your computer up. So I don't have to do it. And the computers that are out now, I don't know how to do anything. In the old days, when you could pull a deck, you defrag a hard drive or reload a hard drive, now it's all foreign. So I'm glad I got this Dell with the contract with it. Anytime I have a problem or I can't figure something out, I call them and they say, oh, well, just do this and do that. Or they'll take over and do it for you. And I run two computers, one for surfing and the other one's for radio and finance. So I haven't, well, for my personal use, it looks like a nice setup. There are people that have better setups, but for mine, it looks good to me and I'm happy with it. Well, you may have somebody else that wants to say something, and there's a bad trait about amateurs. They don't know when to shut up. They just keep talking. Well, you tell them to get off the radio. Back to you.
Ronnie, I've always said that there's two things that hams like to do. One is eat, the other is talk. So I understand where you're coming from. You were talking about your computer. I had to buy a new computer here not long ago. And the one I bought has a solid state drive in it instead of the spin up type. And I tell you what, I got that thing and I thought it was lightning fast. And my son works in Charlotte and he's in IT. If I have any problems with my computer, I normally call him and he takes over and takes care of it. But mine also is a Dell. It's a nice machine. I've enjoyed it since I got it. But this one, I tell you, it's kind of amazing to me how quick it is. We don't have the fastest internet speed that you can get, but it's fast enough for me. I don't do a whole lot on it. Do my radio in, you know, a little bit of logging on that. I used to use Logbook of the World, and I've changed over to a different logging program now. And seems to be working well so far, so we'll just have to wait and see on that. But I'm like you, you know, the new computers, they don't come set up and don't have somebody to sit down and say, okay, this is what you do. You know, years ago, I could work on them. I can still work on the mainframes, but I can't do all the programming and the stuff that they do now. Never was able to do that, so I leave the computer stuff up to the other fellas, and because I'm so far behind, I'd never catch up.
Thanks, Righty. Well, with the newer computers, I haven't did it, but I think you get a slave cable, and you just hook them together, and you run the transfer program, and it takes everything from one computer to the other. I remember years ago, you had to take it to some place, and they did that for you, but from what I understand, if you get a new computer, somehow you tie them together and just transfers everything. I think programs you put in, I think you have to go and reload them in, but I think it transfers everything else. I haven't did it, so I can't say positively, but it's a lot easier than it was before, where you had to transfer each thing here. You put it on, it takes as much as it can. And then you just got to look up the ones that didn't take him in.
for DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with K2SST, Mr. Ronnie up in Etowah. Yeah, they've come out with some awfully good programs and stuff that makes it a whole lot easier if you know what you're doing. My problem is like I said, I'm so far behind, I don't know what I'm doing. I talked to my son, I had him on the phone, and when I got this computer, and I said, I need to do this. And he said, Dad, just do this and do this, and I'll take control of your computer. And I said, okay. So all of a sudden, I did what he told me to, and he logged in, and all of a sudden the screen started flashing, and then they started typing stuff in and changing stuff around. I don't know what in the world he did, but he got my computer up and running, which is all I cared about. But I wouldn't mind having one of those new programs transfers it over. You just hook the two machines together and let them talk to each other. That wouldn't be too bad. I think I could do that.
My son went to college for computer programming, computer science, and that's what he does. But he's like 500 miles away. And he doesn't link because he works for a company and he uses his laptop for the company work, so he doesn't want to put anything on there that might put a virus in his computer, so he doesn't link to mine. He'll tell me what to do, go here, or he'll send me a printout of what to do, but he doesn't link to my computer. You know, he's like, I got all company stuff on here, so I can't do it. But it's nice to have somebody that knows something, because some of this stuff is foreign. You read it, but it doesn't make any sense. When I go to the local club meetings, these guys discuss stuff, and I basically understand what they're talking about, but I don't know what the stuff is that they're showing me. Back to you. Hey, you got anybody else on here? I don't want to tie this up.
Correct, you're right. I had listed tonight. We'll ask for some more in just a minute or two. But I'm glad that you've got a son that is able to help you with yours. And the Dell support group down there, there's some nice folks down there, and they do a whale of a job as well. But I don't know computers the way I thought I did at one time. I had a fella come over to the house, and I told him I was a computer dummy, and we were doing some stuff with my computer, and we got it all taken care of, and I said, now I want you to sit right here and let me do it. And I went back and did everything that I was supposed to do and did it correctly. He looked at me and he said, I thought you said you were a computer dummy. I said, I am. I don't know what I just did. I said, but I watched you and you did it slow enough to where I could tell what you were doing. And I said, if I can see you do it, most of the time I can go back and duplicate your moves, but I don't, that doesn't mean I understand what you did. He started laughing. He said, sometimes I get too fast when I'm trying to help people, and they can't keep up. But he said, I'm not worried about you. He said, you can take care of yourself. So I took that as a compliment, but I still say I'm a computer dummy.
The age here is 87, and I have a CRS. So if you don't write it down, it doesn't exist.
I can understand that completely.
I've got a net coming on at 10 o'clock, so I have to get off here. It was nice talking to you, and when I'm in here, I usually have the radio on scan. So maybe next Wednesday night I'll be in here, and we can continue to chat. Have a pleasant evening, K2SST.
Well, you stay warm up there in Etowah. I hope it doesn't get as cold tonight as it did last night. Doesn't seem to be getting down as quickly. It's down to, let's see here, 42 degrees outside right now at my house. So that's not too terribly bad. That beats 31 when you got up this morning, so... There you go. It's liable to get a little lower than that, but we'll have to wait and see. Enjoyed it there, Ronnie. Look forward to doing it again. You take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KJ4WZM, Daniel and Travis Rest, and I'll holler at you for a second.
Say good evening, KJ4WZM, Mr. Daniel, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. What have you been up to today? Working?
Working. I need to get a driver's side door pin replaced, and I know you had yours done. Who did you take it to?
To a body shop right down here on 123, right not far from the house.
I'll probably take mine there too then. Was that something that they did same day?
I carried it. I went down there and the guy came out and looked at it and said, yeah, that's what you need. He said, let me call and make sure I can get the parts. And he uses factory parts as best he can. And well, he went in there and got on the computer, and then he had some other stuff. And he says, asked me if it was all right if he called me later, and I told him yes. And I just did get back home. You know, like I said, it's about 5 minutes from the house here. And I wasn't home 10 minutes, and he called, and he said, I can get the part. He said, can you have the truck down here day after tomorrow? And I said, sure. I said, whenever you can do it. And he said, bring it down. And I said, okay. I carried it down, and they did everything to the driver's door, put pins and hinges and all that stuff in there, and put the retained, that thing that holds your door open. When you get out, it was that piece was missing, and he had to order that and did it with the springs and all that. But he did a good job, and just didn't take him long. And I thought he was very reasonable. I wouldn't have taken the inside door panel off of what it cost me to have it fixed.
Well, I desperately need to get mine done. And it would be great to catch up with that guy if I could figure out where to go.
But I won't do it over the phone. Over the air. Because somebody's liable to say that I was advertising for him, and I'm not. But I'll shoot you a text with his information, if that's all right.
That'd be perfect. Yep, I had the same same concerns as well. I'm sure somebody's listening wanting to say something. And I'm not trying to go down that road and get myself in any kind of a trouble. So I would definitely appreciate that.
No problem. I'll do that. As a matter of fact, I'm looking through the through my contacts now until I get to it, and it'll be on its way in just a minute or two. As soon as I get to it. You know how that goes. I got so many names and numbers in my contact list, I don't know what's what.
I think mine's getting me the same way, especially with the line of work that I do and all the different places that I go and stuff like that. Always getting more contacts from more people that I've done work for or want work done, and it just gets lengthy. Longer and longer and longer. Also, still continuing to, as always, meet new ham radio people just like everybody else and have that going on too. So, yep, I know what it's like getting a longer contact list. I can't imagine how long yours is by now. You're a couple of years ahead of me, so I figure you've had more time to acquire contacts.
But I've got more ham radio calls in here than I do anything. I put the people's names, and then I got the their call sign, so I'll know who it is when they call me. But some of them I don't even know their last name. That's just the way it goes. But it is filling up quickly. But I'll get that to you here in just a little bit. So what'd you do today? Did you work hard or did you get cold this morning?
Good morning. I worked hard. I was over there over at Highway 135 and 183 working on a project over there that they're getting ready to build some stuff on. I don't even know what it is yet. I've got no clue, but while I was working over there doing grading work, I wasn't grading. I was just hauling dirt and mulch and things. So that's what I was doing today over there all day long. Boy, that was boring. But it was cold this morning. 28 degrees when I went to work.
A little too cool now. I was talking to Ronnie up there in Etowah. He said it was 31 up at his place this morning at 7:30. But that's a little bit chilly.
It sure was, and I know that it can get a whole lot worse, too. I know I've been around for a whole week of days in a row about the end of that whole week there, we finally hit 28, but I remember some high temperatures here of 20, 21, 22 degrees in the middle of the afternoon. So knowing that it can get way colder than that, I'll take this while it's still here because this will be the norm here in another month or so. Instead of it being abnormal, it'll become normal. And that'll be the normal weather, and anything warmer than that'll be nice. So things are getting ready to change up a little bit. I'll send you a couple pictures of work today. These were from the morning. And, it was kind of cold.
A couple of pictures just came through. It was kind of cold, no doubt, but, gosh, let me think. It was back in, I want to say 1988. It did not get above zero for 12 days. That's a long time ago, but it was really cold, and I was out there driving in it in the snow and ice and stuff, and made it through everything okay, but then started home, and my brother had a big Dodge four-wheel drive pickup truck, and I had a little Toyota two-wheel drive. He told me, he says, come on, I'll take you home. I said, all right, I'm going to take my truck home. He said, well, I'll follow you. And I said, okay. So we start from where we were working back to the house, to my house. And he hit a big snowdrift in the road out there and got his truck up on a high spot. And he couldn't get traction going forward or backwards, and so I stopped and turned around, went back, and I said, you want me to pull you out? And he started laughing. He said, that little old truck won't do it. And I had a chain in the back of it, and I hooked the chain around the trailer hitch and hooked it to under his front axle and jerked him across that snowdrift. And he said, don't you ever tell anybody about this. Well, I can tell people about it now. Tommy's passed away, unfortunately. But I used to give him heck about his big four-wheel drive Dodge truck and my little two-wheel drive Toyota.
Oh, yeah. Funny thing is, when it comes to winter weather and vehicles, it depends more on the driver and the tires than it does the type of vehicle that it is. I've seen more stuck pickup trucks than just about anything else. That's not surprising to me. And once you got a car stuck in the snow and ice, every once in a while, all it takes is, as long as it's not stuck in a ditch, all it takes is a little bit of a tug or a shove or a push or something, and that thing will get rolling again. I know that because I've got a video on YouTube, on Nathan's YouTube account, of when I pulled a double trailer empty 18-wheeler. I guess that makes it a 22-wheeler instead of an 18-wheeler. I dragged it for a half a mile up about 5% grade in Asheville. When it got stuck, he slid down the hill backwards, and I pulled him back up the hill. And then had to drag him into his yard, too. But if a little vehicle can do that with a big 18-wheeler, it don't surprise me at all. A little pickup truck pulled a big four-wheel drive that got stuck.
Yeah, are you familiar with a vehicle called a Subaru Brat? It was a little bitty four-wheel drive. It was smaller than a pickup truck. It had two seats in the back of it that backed up against the back of the cab. I don't know if you ever saw one of those or not.